This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, one of my favorites for a long, long time. Ron Rothstein, FanDuel Sports Network, former head coach for the WNBA as well as the Miami Heat. Ron, good morning. How you doing, man?
Morning, Joe. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I got to tell you, I got a nice surprise this morning about little less than an hour ago. Ronnie Cicely gave us a call. Your first pick, a first overall pick in the history of the franchise. I did not realize he had all the records to this day of double doubles and 20-20s and 30-30. I mean, incredible. And Bam just got the record for all time for double doubles. We forget how good he was, Ron.
Yeah, Joe, that's very true. Ronnie sort of flew under the radar a little bit. But, you know, when he came in into the league in our first year, he truly was not ready for NBA basketball. He just wasn't. And we started in our first offseason, we started one of the first offseason individual improvement programs in the NBA. And we did it because we had to, because we had so many young guys. And Ronnie took to it like a duck to water. I mean, we hired Bill Foran. Bill had been the strength and conditioning coach at UM during the years when they won national championships. And we had been practicing at UM that first year. So got a chance to see him work. We could go into that weight room. I'd walk in and I'd see those monsters in there.
Yeah.
They were actually bigger than the Dolphins because I'd been to training camp with Coach Shula. And I was amazed when I walked into that room. But anyhow, Ronnie was put to work by Bill Foran that summer and also by Dave Wall, one of my assistants. And they remade Ronnie Cycles. And he came back the next year, and he was the most improved player in the NBA. And from that year, for five straight years, he averaged a double-double.
Yeah.
Until he got traded to Orlando. And, you know, unfortunately, in his third, his third year, he hurt his knee and missed about 20 games. That hurt us, not having him. But he had a terrific career. He'll get, and he's a great guy. Always was a great guy. He's just a super nice person.
Yeah, he was great. By the way, you guys agree on something. He got going. He goes, listen, I love the NBA and stuff. And then he put the big butt on today's game. I think probably on behalf of a lot of old school guys and yourself going, this dish and throw it out for 3-point shots and the game has just changed so much. He said it's tough to watch sometimes till you get to the playoffs and stuff. And yeah, I guess everybody's noticed and the centers are now all outside trying to shoot threes and very few. I guess it's everybody complains about, will it ever change? Are we just going to see more of it and better shooters and people just get better at it?
Well, I think it's the way the kids are growing up with the game, Joe. And until somebody comes along, you know, there's one person responsible for all of this. You know who it is, don't you?
Steph Curry.
Yeah. You see, there's two guys, in my opinion, there's two guys that revolutionized the game. And all the years, with all the great players and sensational talents, there's two guys that changed the way the game is played. The first one was Bill Russell.
Yeah.
Made shot blocking and rebounding, you know, priority. And then Steph Curry, 6-point shooter. We've had all Jordan, LeBron, Kareem, Will, Duncan, go on and on. They're all great, great players. Now, you can make the case for Kareem in the college game, they outlawed the Duncan schedule. He was in college, you couldn't dunk in warm-ups.
Yeah.
So, These people are, they're icons, and until something or someone comes along to make it different or the rules change, I mean, for example, look at Wendy. How many threes he shoots?
Yeah, I know. Comes down and shoots from the top of the key, dribbles down and shoots. You're right.
Yeah. So, you know, it's the way the game is now.
Hey, Ron, so the other part of everything, let's get back to here. You know, this is the first time in a long time. This is me talking, not you. This is the first time in a long time where I've really said to myself watching this Heat team, we really have no chance to make a big splash in the playoffs because it's been so good for so long where you always had a chance, whether it was Jimmy Butler and picking his game up and guys expecting to win to all the teams through the years. It just, this group they have, and fortunately the Jimmy Butler thing didn't work out, but it just, whether it's offense some nights or defense or closing games, and now Spo trying to figure out how to put new guys in off a trade, it just doesn't have a good feel going down the last 22 games. That's just for me. How do you feel?
Joe, I want to remind you about, was it 2 years ago?
Yeah.
We almost got knocked out in the play-in game.
Yes.
And we got to the finals. You just never know, Joe.
I know Jimmy Butler was real special that year, though. And so, and by the way, he wasn't the only one. Tyler Hero was great, too. Yes.
No, Jimmy Butler was not special that year. Jimmy Butler was special in
the playoffs. Yes.
Okay.
Good point.
Jimmy Butler hasn't been special for a number of years. And people need to understand and recognize him. And, so, doesn't look good. And plus, you know, we just haven't been helped. All right? We got too many guys missing too many games.
Yep.
And to make a trade, you bring in new people, and you don't have a lot of time to get them to work together.
Yep.
Right now, people may say, well, look what's going on in Golden State, and look what's going on in L.A. Well, what you've done is you've added veteran stars. Guys who've been there, done that, and to other veterans, you know, who are stars, sometimes that can almost look seamless. When you're adding young people, it's hard. It just is.
Yeah.
And if we're going to have a chance to do anything, I think everybody would agree, you need to get healthy. Now, you can get healthy 2 weeks, with 2 weeks left in the season, and you never know what's going to happen. Because you never know what's going to happen to the other team you're playing.
That's true.
You play a huge part in what happens eventually because nobody wins if you're not helping.
You know, Ron, for me, that's been a bit of a surprise, the Jaime Jaquez drop-off. What have you seen that's different? He was so good. I mean, so good for where he was drafted out of UCLA last year to what has happened this year.
Well, a couple of things happened. Number one, once you establish who you are and the way, not establish who you are, but so much the way you play, so teams get a read on you, okay? To me, the thing that has hurt Jaime the most is that his outside shooting is questionable. So teams are just laying off him and playing him for the drive. And, you know, if he gets the right matchup, he can back people down, he can go to the rim, he can score. But there are matchups that he can't do that to. He can't bully people. And then, so those are the times and the nights that he'll struggle. But when you're 6'7 or 6'8 in this league, you've got to be able to shoot from the outside. You don't necessarily have to be a three-point shooter, but in this day and age, it helps. But, you know, you got to be at least a decent mid-range shooter.
Yeah.
And he has had a hard time with that.
You know, we were talking earlier. We've been talking a lot about Jim Larrañaga and the NIL, and a lot of college coaches are going, and by the way, seeing it in football too, just this thinks you can't just be a coach. You can't tell them, and the better they are and the more McDonald All-American games they play in and all these special travel teams, it's been really hard. How would you handle that, and how would you do with today's college game with the money so important for these guys coming in for 1 year and potentially leaving?
Joe, I don't want to be a smart guy, okay? But I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I tried the two college jobs when I was high school as an assistant, okay? I was willing to take goes back to the 70s. I was willing to take a big pay cut, pick up my family and move to Timbuktu or wherever.
Yeah.
And I didn't get those jobs. And it was the best thing that ever happened to me. Because I don't think I ever would have been a good college coach. I don't think I ever would have been a good recruiter. That's just not who I am. You have to know who you are.
Yeah.
If you can deal with that, more power to you. And a lot of guys have Hall of Fame careers. They can do it.
Right.
And I think you have to be built a certain way. And with what's going on today, it's not college athletics. Come on. It isn't. We all know the deal with the NCAA is and what's going on there and the lawsuit that's getting settled. Think about all the money that the NCAA is willing to pay back for 10 years. And that tells you all you need to know. It is professional sports.
Right. 100%, it's professional. Yeah, it's different. They're going to be playing a lot more games for it. This thing's going to expand, and it's going to make more and more money. And the players, it's trickled into high school now too. And it's we're living in a different world, Ron. Different time.
Yeah, that stuff into high school is just absolute.
So anyway, hey Ron,
it's mind boggling.
Yeah, it is. Hey Ron, thank you, man. I appreciate it. And hopefully get this thing rolling and get healthy. How's Spo doing through this whole thing? Spo's earned his money this year, man. I got to tell you, he has earned his money without getting into all the how's he doing?
Well, I think he's doing okay. I mean, look, when you're going through a season like this, when you say okay, everything is wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. The one thing I do know about head coaches, you don't sleep.
Yeah.
You better nap in the afternoon because you're not getting enough sleep.
Right.
Because you can't turn off that brain 24/7.
Right.
It's tough.
Yeah. Ron, thank you. Really appreciate it, bud. You take care of yourself. You make sure you get some sleep, though. I don't want to worry about you, all right?
Happy Wednesday, Joe.
All right. Right back at you, Ron. Thank you. Ron Rothstein, FanDuel Sports Network. Joining us as the Heat and the Cavs tonight. Boy, that's going to be Cavs 51-10 on the season. Hey, right now I want to talk to you about your South Florida Chevy dealers for just a moment here, man. Never look better. Nope, not when it comes to SUVs and trucks. Well, I'll tell you, I got to start with the Tahoe and the 2025 Tahoe with that. It's bigger, it's roomy, it's a great drive, it's comfortable. I can't say enough about it. And right over to the all-new Equinox, offering so much. Convenient driver tech, eye-catching exterior. You've got an SUV loaded with smart style and practical dependability to the 2025 Traverse. And I just tell everybody this because I just happened to take it for a test drive before I decided to go Tahoe, that Traverse. So much room, so spacious for a midsize, comfortable, even plenty of room for the cargo for the family on that trip. The turbocharged 2.5 liter engine, it gets better performance. I just go on and on. But let's get to the Silverado trucks for just a second here. With four strong options for engines and power for what you need for work, We got you covered. South Florida Chevy dealers and the Silverado truck want to let you know it's like we've custom made a truck perfect for your lifestyle. Whether you work and it's tough work, it's hardcore work, it's 7 days a week, we got a Silverado truck that's durable and ready to work with you every day. Hey, find out for yourself. See your South Florida Chevy dealers, 14 dealerships throughout South Florida for an outstanding offers going on right now.